Support for WSJ comes from Comcast, committed to improving your customer service experience with two-hour appointment windows, including nights and weekends, because they should fit into your life, not the other way around. Learn more at Xfinity.com/service.
And Facebook Goes Hollywood, a look at its TV-like shows and original programming coming to your Facebook page as soon as possibly this summer.
This is Tech News Briefing from the Wall Street Journal.
Welcome. This is the Wall Street Journal's Tech News Briefing. I'm Tanya Bustos reporting from the newsroom in New York. And for a while, Facebook has been looking to the future that is video. And in many cases, the future is not too far away. Case in point, the social networking giant is talking to Hollywood studios and agencies about producing TV quality shows with an eye toward launching original programming by late summer. Let's get right to the details. Joining us now, patching in from San Francisco, is Wall Street Journal reporter Deepa Seetharaman. So Deepa, this seems like it's going to be pretty big. If we look at who Facebook is in talks with and the kind of money that they're ready to pump into this, do you think that's a safe bet? This is going to be a pretty big deal?
Yeah, it's going to be pretty big. You know, they are talking to a couple of different types of creators. There's the BuzzFeeds, Attentions, Refinery29s of the world that where Facebook is looking for shorter form content. Our story is about the Hollywood side of things. You know, they're promising up to $3 million per episode, which isn't super far away from a Netflix $4.5 million per episode for House of Cards. I mean, it is, it's big money. For Facebook. And if you were to compare, it's still a little hard to tell about the scale of the overall initiative. I mean, 3 million per episode is a lot. You could see how it, you know, eventually racks up to $200 or $300 million. And for Facebook in particular, that's a lot of money. Look, last year when they were launching live video, we were able to track down $50 million in payments. And, you know, people who, you know, familiar with the project were able to tell us that Mark Zuckerberg had approved a budget of $100 million. So, you know, if you compare $100 million to what we're talking about today, it's a substantial increase.
Sure. And this, you know, obviously falls in line with Facebook's new video is the future mantra, but also key is a way to cash in on ad dollars spent on television. How significant is that pot of gold?
It's a lot of money. It's a lot of money. I mean, it's where the money is today. It's where all the different tech companies are focusing their energies because this is sort of the next frontier for them in terms of ad dollars. The opportunity is limitless for them.
This seems to be happening so quickly. Maybe time flies, but I feel like I was just talking about the announcement. I understand late summer is a bit of a moving target for a launch. What are they ready with off the bat?
Well, right now we know that they've secured deals with some of the shorter form content. So that's 10 minutes in that 10 minute range. They are working on getting the longer form content. So that's up to 30 minutes. You know, they initially wanted June. That didn't happen. And, the target keeps slipping. But it was always a moving target. It was always sort of a soft deadline. They're trying to figure it out. So right now, they're looking at the end of the summer. That could move again. But the end of the summer is what they're telling their partners.
And you mentioned, you know, the types of format. Are they leaning towards a particular type of programming? What are they thinking about in terms of development? Or maybe what are they avoiding as well?
So they're avoiding news. They're avoiding hard news. They're avoiding politics. They want light, frothy, entertaining, informative, interesting stuff. Mm-hmm. Stuff that isn't going to make any waves or draw criticism to Facebook for being politically, you know, from leaning politically one way or the other. They're looking for interesting stories, but you shouldn't expect Facebook to do like a nightly news show.
We're speaking to the Wall Street Journal's Deepa Seetharaman about Facebook's new foray into the world of scripted TV programming. You're listening to the Wall Street Journal's Tech News Briefing.
This podcast is sponsored by HSBC. When it's time to take your business international or take your international presence to a whole new level, HSBC has the network to connect you to the world. Search HSBC International to learn more.
Thanks for joining us. And in this oversaturation of content, Facebook has a challenge on its hands. How are they approaching the competitive space they're about to enter? Do they have a clear strategy to grapple with that challenge?
You know, if the strategy is still coming into focus, they're figuring it out. You're right. It is an incredibly competitive landscape. You've got Netflix, you've got Amazon, YouTube, Apple. I mean, every big tech company is kind of entering the space and trying to secure the kind of original programming that'll draw viewers. You know, Facebook is looking at an episodic approach. They want that's a little bit more traditional. It's a little less binge watching and more, you know, come back every week and, you know, watch the space over time, and they want to build a community. They want people to be talking about these shows on Facebook, and they want to sustain that conversation on a weekly basis over time. So that's a little different from Netflix, which, you know, they rush everything, like a whole season out at once, and
right.
then you just spend an entire weekend, you know, on your couch consuming. This isn't. Facebook has a slightly different approach.
Right. Appointment programming. Deepa, thank you as always.
Thank you.
This has been the Wall Street Journal's Tech News Briefing. I'm Tanya Bustos reporting from the newsroom in New York. Thanks for listening.
Enjoy our podcasts? Then listen in your car. Before you start down the road, just sync your smartphone using Bluetooth or plug into the USB port. Got Apple CarPlay? Just tap on the podcast app and search for WSJ. So, the next time you're getting behind the wheel, take us along and enjoy the ride. The Wall Street Journal. Listen ambitiously.